I'm Rona Tarrant. President Nicolas Maduro has been declared the winner of Venezuela's election in a poll rejected by his rivals. Maduro's opponent, Henry Falcon, rejected yesterday's poll as invalid and called for new elections in November or December this year. Yesterday, Pope Francis used his Sunday address to pray for the people of Venezuela to find the path of peace and unity. Pope Francis has announced he'll make 14 new cardinals on June 29th. Speaking yesterday, the Pope said the cardinals would come from 11 nations, including Iraq, Pakistan, Portugal, Peru, Madagascar, Italy and Japan. Meanwhile, it's also been announced that Pope Francis will declare Blesseds Oscar Romeo, Paul VI and four other saints at the Vatican on October 14th during the meeting of the World Synod of Bishops. The chairman of three U.S. bishops' committees have praised Kansas and Oklahoma for enacting laws protecting the conscience rights of adoption and foster care providers. In a statement, the bishops said the laws do not exclude any providers or prohibit anyone from adopting, but ensure the inclusion of faith-based providers. The bishops said the opioid crisis has pushed more children into foster care, meaning the country needs more, not fewer, agencies to serve children who need loving homes. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York has praised the Trump administration's move to reinstate Reagan-era regulations, banning any family planning clinic that receives Title X federal funds from making abortion referrals or sharing space with abortion providers. Other pro-life leaders around the country and several members of Congress echoed the cardinal's remarks, prompted by the administration's release of the Protect Life rule. After a period for public comment, the proposal will become final. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.